Right now, we turn our attention to the Giants, and happy to welcome in Paul Schwartz, who promised on Twitter he would solve all the Giants' problems during this interview. I saw that on Twitter, of course, Schwartz of the New York Post. So, Paul, the stage is yours, and we'll just sit back and listen to how all the problems will be taken care of. Thanks.
Well, guys, happy holidays. They told me I have till about 6:15, so we'll be okay.
you may need longer.
Yeah, I was going to say that might be a halftime show at 6:15, and then tomorrow
holidays.
You could do the rest.
Happy holidays, Paul.
Good to talk to you, Paul.
I didn't say what day 6:15.
There you go. How would you list their priorities right now? I mean, what are your thoughts about what they're thinking? John Mara in particular, I guess he's, you know, the one where this will all fall to eventually. It goes to the top. What do you guess he's thinking right now?
Well, he's thinking there is more uncertainty facing this franchise right now than there has been, I can honestly say, in 40 years. No general manager, no head coach, and they don't know who the starting quarterback is. And they're coming off a season in which they have already lost 13 games, which is the most in their franchise history, and quite possibly 14 games after the game Sunday against the Redskins. So, not since really 1978 when they were floundering and the league put George Young in to be the general manager. Since then, it's been George Young to Ernie Accorsi to Jerry Reese in a very streamlined line of succession, and now that line of succession I imagine will be broken, certainly changed. And, that's when you don't know who the GM is, you don't know anything.
That is a problem. You know, Paul, I was thinking of you while watching the Giants-Arizona game the other day. And reason was because you've been doing this a long time. And I always said, I wonder what it would be like for Paul if he ever went through a Mets season. And you've been through a Mets season, as a matter of fact, watching the Giants this year.
Yes, it's a lot of people. I am when I take off my Giants hat, I am a Mets fan.
Yes, I
follow
know.
The Mets certainly,
I do.
And I know you know that, Eddie. And there are some similarities, but to me, and you would know this, you both would know this probably better than me, is that to me the Mets had a season until everybody got hurt. Somewhat of a season. To me, the Giants were 0-4 on their way to 0-5. When that terrible game against the Chargers where all the receivers went out. And I understand Odell Beckham didn't play in the first game, but to me the Giants never got out of the gate, ever.
Yeah.
Where the Mets, to me the Giants' injuries are a huge factor in their terrible season, but not the only factor. That's just my take.
Gotcha.
Is it clear to you that the new general manager will pick the new head coach, or is that not clear to you?
No, it's clear. It's clear. Now, he's not going to pick them out of a hat with no, put it this way. The new GM is not going to pick a new head coach, and John Maris is going to sit there and say, I didn't see that one coming. You know, this is all stuff that's been talked about in the interviews. You know, these guys, have to go in there with a complete plan in place. Here's who I want my coach to be. Here's who I'd like some of his assistants to be. Here's who I want my scouting director to be and my pro personnel guy. I think we can keep this guy. I think we need to get rid of this guy. You know, here's what I think of the draft. You know, it's all got to be out there. So that's all been discussed. But it's the general manager, along with John Mara and, Steve Tisch, pick the next head coach. But it's really a GM recommendation that the ownership pretty much rubber stamps.
You know, Paul, you were talking about Davis Webb today, and we're not going to see him. It's a moot point at this point, for whatever reasons, good reasons, bad reasons, mistakes, whatever. Probably should have been done, wasn't done. We're not going to see him. But can, in just the short time, can you tell us something about him, the kind of kid he is, what you thought of him or what you, think of him as far as what his future might be in this league?
Sure. I think a lot of him right now. Now, without seeing him take an NFL snap
right.
in a real game,
yep.
He's big, he's strong, he is smart, he works his tail off. He is in there every day. You know, people who are in the building at, 7 o'clock in the morning see Eli and Davis Webb sitting and having breakfast. He is like Eli's shadow. Players actually joke around where, Eli will go be doing some steps in practice, and Davis Webb will be off to the side doing the same steps. So he is very dedicated. He has incredibly detailed notes. He makes presentations to Eli and Geno Smith about what he sees during the week on the next opponent. Before the games, if you get to these games early, he's out there 2 hours before the game with Frank Cignetti, the quarterback's coach, and a bunch of, you know, practice squad receivers, basically, mm-hmm. going through almost like a combine, for 45 minutes. So he's working. I think he has gotten the most out of a season where he hasn't played a snap than you could. So I think all the intangibles from this guy, in my mind, are very positive. Mm.
Paul Schwartz, New York Post, joining us on The Fan. Chris Moore, Ed Coleman, in on the afternoon drive on this Tuesday after Christmas. What is keeping him from getting an opportunity? What do you think that they are looking for that they haven't seen?
I don't think there's a lot, Chris, that they haven't seen. I just think the opportunity was such that you had a head coach in Ben McAdoo who I think, you know, I know wanted to start seeing other quarterbacks, but they're not going to do that when the Giants still had a mathematical chance to make the playoffs. That's why the whole thing got botched with, you know, John Mara telling Jerry Reese, are we going to start looking at these young quarterbacks? And all of a sudden, Ben McAdoo's telling Eli Manning, you're starting against the Raiders, but you're coming out at halftime, and Geno's, then we're going to put Geno in, and that whole thing, you know, unraveled, and Eli's 210-game streak comes to an end, which was just a ridiculous situation. Look, I don't think that the coaching staff looks at Davis Webb and says, he's ready to play, we got to get him on the field. I don't think he is ready to play. But I think...
What's he missing? What keeps him from being ready to play? I mean, we see young quarterbacks come out and play, some with success, some without it. But when you're in a season like this, and you are played the way you did this past week, and it's halftime, and he's still not coming in games, and he's still not ready to play, it makes the fan base wonder when they see Deshaun Watsons and Carson Wentz's and players come in and make immediate impacts. What do they have to lose? It maddens fans when they think, look, I know what Eli's bringing. I don't care if we go 2-15 or 2-14 or 1-15. At least let us look at him. Why are they so hesitant?
Well, I mean, he hasn't been active in any game.
No, so I know.
They would have to activate him first to put him in the game. Here's my take on this, Chris, is that first of all, this was a third-round pick who they saw a lot of potential in, but labeled him as a guy who was not ready to play. He came from a system at Texas Tech and Cal that is not an NFL system. It is foreign concepts to the NFL. He didn't read half the field. The footwork was totally foreign. The guy didn't take a snap from the center in college. This was shotgun 100%. This was that run-and-gun, you know, crazy offense that puts up huge numbers. So they saw potential in him, but it all has to be broken down and built back up, which was what this year was for. And also, you know, there is something to be lost. I mean, first of all, he could get clobbered. He could lose his confidence. You know, Eli Manning knows exactly what to do. He just can't do it in this offense. And maybe because he's 36, that's another reason why things are not functioning as well as maybe they could have with a younger guy. But if Davis Webb does not see the rush, does not change the protection, does not, you know, alert the fullback that there's a blitz coming, he could get obliterated, and that it helps nobody.
Paul Schwartz, our guest, the New York Post, New York Giants, as they finish up the season against Washington this week, and could be a 2-14 season if things go as expected. They will have the 2, I guess at worst the 3. Do they definitely draft a quarterback there, Paul?
I don't think definitely, but I think they do. I think they do. I think if the new GM comes in and says, I have complete confidence in Eli Manning, I have complete confidence Davis Webb is the backup, and we can either, you know, draft the second best player in the draft, or we can trade down and get 4 or 5 picks out of this and really, you know, reload. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think the new GM, even if it's someone in the building, is going to say, it's Eli do or die here. And you know, I believe the Giants are looking at this as you know, something possibly great out of a terrible situation that they'd never expected to be this high. There are quarterbacks there who will probably be worthy of that ranking. And, you know, I think if they can get Josh Rosen, I think they'll take him. And it's interesting, Josh Rosen said, I see on social media, he said, I'd rather be a lower pick at the right team than a higher pick at the wrong team. So that tells you, yes, Giants, no Browns. That's what it says to me.
Certainly makes sense for Josh Rosen to say that. By the way, he will not play tonight with the concussion protocol for him in the bowl game that UCLA is scheduled to play tonight against Kansas State, I believe. So he will not be in that game. So those of you that wanted the last chance to look at him in a real game situation will not get that tonight from Josh Rosen. What is your thought about Eli Manning's potential the rest of his career? How do you think? I don't see him, Paul, I guess is what we were talking about. I don't see him as being a mentor yet. I still think he thinks he can play at a high level and be among the top half of quarterbacks in this league at a minimum. What do you think about what he's thinking?
Well, what you said, Chris, I like, but I would add this. When you say, I don't think he's ready to be a mentor yet, I would add, I don't think he's ever going to be ready to be a mentor. I think when he's done, he will be done.
There you go.
He will not hang out and spend an extra year mentoring anybody. Look, Eli is a sharp cookie, and he was there, as we know, in 2004, where he was not ready to play, and when Kurt Warner showed the slightest sign of vulnerability going from 5-2 to 5-4, they benched him, and they put Eli, who was not ready to play, on the field, and that was the end of Kurt Warner and the start of Eli Manning. Eli Manning knows the same thing will happen to him if it's Josh Rosen or Sam Darnold or, you know, anybody else who's there. I guess those would be the two options, maybe somebody else. That he knows that if he's 0-2 or he's 1-2 and he throws a couple of picks, the fan base who loves him is going to call for the next guy, and that they will do what they can to bench him. So, Eli has been very good with Davis Webb. He's been professional with Geno Smith. But Eli's not a mentor. He's a quarterback. The Mannings are not mentors. They're quarterbacks. And I don't think he's finished. I think we've seen the best of Eli Manning? Yes, I do. I don't think the best is yet to come, but I think he can function on a good team elsewhere, not probably with the Giants.
And do you think that will happen?
I do. I actually do. I don't like to be a naysayer in all this, but I just don't. I think there are more scenarios that point to Eli not being with the Giants than there are him staying with the Giants. I really do, because I do think they will take a quarterback. And I put it this way. I think if they take a quarterback, there's virtually no chance Eli Manning comes back to this team, because he knows there's no place for him on this team. Even though they say you're the starter and Davis will be the backup and the new guy is going to learn, Eli's smarter than that.
Mm-hmm. Paul, happy holidays, happy new year. Thanks for solving all the Giant problems in 12 minutes.
Well, we got one or two of them out of the way.
I think we did.
Oh, I think we did.
You know, and beggars can't be choosers. So we're happy with you, Mr. Schwartz.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon.
Happy holidays.
That's Paul Schwartz. We'll be back. This is The Fan in New York.